Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, you know, one of the questions about, you know, the Browns offense and where you are, and when you, you know, you look at the wide receiving core, you look at the running back, you know, situation, and, you know, beyond Judkins, you're asking for help, I think, that you want Dylan Sampson to bust through. You want Jerome Ford to bust through. You know, the other Sanders, we haven't had a chance to see that people were talking about, you know.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Or Raheem.
You know, we haven't seen them either.
Where you want to go?
I do question this, and I'm curious on both your fronts on this. Like, when guys get to the NFL, you know, we always say, coach them up, right? You say that, I say that, because I believe, especially in the college
coach
level.
Coach Davis, coach them up.
But, and Butch was a successful college coach, right?
Did a nice job.
Yeah, and so I wonder sometimes when these guys get to the pros, how much coaching them up are they actually doing?
Young guys, I think you have to.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that if you're a coach at the NFL level, and again, you're talking about someone who's pretty much got their master's in, if you're on the offense, you've got your master's in the offensive psychology of a NFL football or a football in general. Like, do you expect these guys to be, you know, minimal training when it comes to, you know, being able to spit out a philosophy and just have them execute it just based on words? Like, I always wonder that too when you see a coaching staff at the highest level. How much of that is actual coaching? And I do think that they'll take rookies aside and coach those guys up to make sure they understand what the NFL is about and to understand what their playbook is for implementing it. But sometimes I think, you know, you make it to the NFL and you want to coach, you want to plug and play, right? You want to be able to spit out your knowledge and just expect them to know it right out of the gate. I don't know. Everyone will say the right thing, but I wonder what the true learning curve is of a coach who's made it to the NFL and the whole coach him up thing. Because I wonder how many good athletes just made it. You know, first of all, you had to be good to make it there in the first place, right? But then I wonder how many of those guys get there and you meet a roadblock because you've got a coach that doesn't like something about you. Or, you know, the coach looks at you and go, oh, the GM is crazy. Why am I going to play this guy? And why should I teach this guy anything? And, you know, because I do think you get into the politics of the whole thing too. And I wonder how much that happens and how often that would happen. And then I always wonder how many players like had the athletic ability, had the talent, but just never hit the bar or hit their apex of their career because they were stymied by a coach. It was like, ah, guy's just not, he's not it. He's not the guy we want. And then they, you know, maybe they, the one where it gets me is when a guy who plays for a team and you could tell that they were kind of coached out of it, that they weren't good. They go to another team and then suddenly they start playing better. Baker is one of those guys. Like, I don't know what may have happened here. And I don't know how much they wanted to coach up Baker. And I don't know how much kickback Baker was giving them.
They coached him up pretty well, I think.
Or was that his own natural ability that, you know, or maybe, like, for some reason,
in those
for
situations,
some reason,
Andy,
no, hang on one second, though.
It's a combo
for some
of both.
Reason, Jeff, the Browns offensive think tank thought they could do better.
Sure.
So, and that's their job. So I'm not going to get,
right.
I'm not going to get
so
mad.
So did Carolina, so did the Rams.
So why, although he was in a different situation with the Rams, I mean, he wasn't going to start there.
He played more than one game, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, he wasn't going to start. His future wasn't there.
No.
We knew what was going on there. But
could have won the gig in Carolina, though.
Like, why did they...
Same with Darnold.
Why did they think we could upgrade? That's my question. Or did they think we can upgrade and maybe we've hit the ceiling with Baker and he can't get any better? We can't coach him up anymore. That, you know,
maybe they just thought he was limited, Andy. I don't know.
And that's right.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, what you just said is what I thought. Same thing. That they thought he was limited and that he hit his plateau here.
Well, and maybe he's hit it in Tampa.
I don't know.
He's doing a very competent job playing quarterback. He's in a situation where, you know, some of his guys are beat up, but he also still has more talent around him than the Browns have.
And he's making the talent that we probably wouldn't even have thought of in Tampa into talent too.
Oh, I mean, I don't
he's
know
been
about
able
that.
To find guys.
Mecca Ibuka.
Well, that's just one guy. I mean, he's had other guys hurt. I mean, I can go through their wide receiver list and ask you. I mean, you may know him just because you go deep into the weeds on fantasy, but I would say Joe average fan.
The key is you know them. Doesn't matter how.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That the average fan might be like, "Oh, who's that guy?" I mean, I'm just saying. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. What's a good word?
Very well.
Oh, good word. Andy Baskin is the good word.
Oh, that's you know. Scary.
Those are two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is two. You're right. Hey, Shador, obviously, the fans are obviously clamoring. You made me listen for a while. Obviously, deal to some of the lack of success by Gabriel, but I think a lot of it's ginned up by some of the talking heads that were on the four-letter network pre-draft and made some horrible predictions that fans have now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Have unrealistic expectations of what they think Shador can do. I mean, it seems as though some of these folks, when they call up, seem to think Shador is like Shazam, right? He's got some Shador magic. And I guess when he throws the ball, yeah, he's just going to say Shador, and then our receivers are going to catch the Shabal.
Oh, mighty Shador, Shador, Shador. Like, yeah, Almighty Isis. Remember that one?
Touchdowns, yeah. And we'll win the games with his magic. So, I mean,
stop your shenanigans.
Right, yeah, oh, good one. I like it. Thank you. Hey, listen, we've all been around long enough, the three of us. You know, the no miss, save the franchise quarterbacks, Ryan Leaf, number one on that list, you know, that were just flops. And then the guys no one ever heard of that end up having really good football careers. I mean, I just think it's crazy when people get so cranked up of a guy just because he played a few games in college. And I really would love to know how many of these people calling up actually watched every Colorado game. How many of them really watched Shador play every single game? My guess is none of them watched them all. Because if you really watched them all, there was a guy that receiving the catches from him that a lot of people said, you know, that guy catching the ball, he's making him look really, really good. Oh, and by the way, he's so talented and physically gifted. He's playing both ways in the NFL. So I think maybe it would be helpful if all of us sort of tempered our expectations and, you know, not think that he's going to save our entire franchise with a few starts this year, and maybe trust the coaching staff. They know what they're doing, because I'm with you, Jeff. When Coach Kevin has had talent, he's made hay when the sun was shining. So I trust the guy knows what he's doing. If he doesn't think Shador's ready, I believe it. I don't think there's some conspiracy. I think it's just garbage. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, we'll hope for the best.
Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls, be careful driving around Cuyahoga Falls. Again, tomorrow night, two big playoff games, right? CVCA and Walsh both have home games. Big playoff games. Wioga Lake Road has been packed for 2 weeks in a row, my friend.
The electric is all over, my friend. It's excitement for football, my friend.
I can feel it. All right, thank you. Walsh has what? Walsh plays Austintown-Fitch, and then CVCA plays East Akron East. I don't know. There's your little. I like sneaking little high school stuff in there. I know Jeff doesn't care, but I do.
What do you mean I don't care?
You just don't care. You look turned off when I start.
We're talking about the Browns. If you want to sneak in high school, that's okay.
Well, he's in Cuyahoga Falls. I was just telling him that I was giving him a traffic update. Good, like Good Samaritan. Can I be that guy?
Hey, there might be traffic tomorrow night, Kevin. Stay off Wioga Lake Road.
Thank you. See?
There you go.
Fair enough. Diane's in Cleveland. Hi, Diane.
Hi, guys. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Hey, I'm a diehard Browns fan. Have been for ages. But we cannot... This whole thing about Dylan Gabriel, that he is our savior, he is not.
Who's ever said that?
No, I'm just saying that, you know how people, he's going to do this. He's only played five games.
Yes.
That's just a small sample size. We don't have a good line, offensive line. We don't.
Okay.
I mean, even if you put Shador out there, it's the same thing. I want the Browns to succeed. I hope before I die that it's a championship.
Don't say that, Diane.
You got another 100 years to go, Diane. We can tell. You look so young through the phone, we can tell you. You're in good shape.
Don't say that. But, no, seriously, I want the Browns to succeed, as does, you know, all the fans. We want them to succeed. It's just, I think coming into this year, maybe they had a lot of expectations, you know, really high expectations. I wish they hadn't have traded Joe Flacco. I thought that was a bonehead decision.
You're on a roll. Keep going. We're not arguing with a word you're saying. Keep going.
I mean, it was a bonehead decision. I mean, I don't know. I just want the best for our team. I really do.
So you're sticking up for Dylan? I just want to make sure I got this straight.
Yeah, I'm sticking up for Dylan. And I agree with the last caller. He had me cracking up. That Shador is not going to come in there and, like you said, Shazam, just do this. I mean, let's just stick with Dylan, see what happens. I mean, we might be very happy come 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
If we can get to win number 3, Diane, I think we'll all be happy. Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. Have a good day.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
By the way, can we just, maybe it was an original bit to him. The afternoon show has been doing that for a long time. They should do everything to everything. So just so you know.
Dan stole it and made a cute little promo.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. Yes. But let's give the afternoon show their props.
You got to be careful when you do a shh.
Wow. Surprise. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.